Finally, in this session, we will look at the interaction between Section 39A and the double grossing rules. As is the case with single grossing, where Section 39A applies in conjunction with double grossing, we apply the Section 39A rules first. This will give us the IHT value of the specific gifts. We then use this number in our double grossing calculations. By way of illustration, Anthony Beck died in March 2011. In the 7 years prior to his death, he made chargeable transfers totalling £108,000. His estate at death was as follows. Family home and possessions in Cambridge worth £500,000, farmland in Suffolk worth £600,000, and cash and quoted shares worth £450,000. The total estate, before any reliefs, was £1.55 million. Anthony had bought the farmland in the 1970s, and it has been let out on a long lease to a dairy farmer since 1981. The land had an agricultural value of £480,000. Anthony's will left his house and possessions to his daughter, Karen. The remainder of the estate is to be divided equally between his wife, Kate, and his son, Brian. We will calculate the IHT payable as a result of Anthony's death and show how the estate will be distributed among the beneficiaries. Section 39A, IHTA, 1984 applies because there is a specific gift, part of the estate is exempt, and business or agricultural property forms part of the residue. APR is available on the farmland at 50% because it is tenanted land, the lease was signed before September 1995, and vacant possession cannot be obtained within 2 years of the death. We then look at the will to see whether grossing is required. The will leaves a tax-free legacy, and the residue is partly exempt and partly taxable. Therefore, once we have dealt with Section 39A, we will calculate the IHT under the double grossing rules. When we have both Section 39A and double grossing in the same scenario, we deal with Section 39A first. Section 39A deals with the APR in the estate. The APR is 50% of the agricultural value of £480,000, being £240,000. This will reduce the IHT value of the estate. As Section 39A applies, we therefore summarise the estate in the usual tabular form as per the screen. You will see that we have a gross estate of £1.55 million less APR of £240,000, giving a net estate of £1.31 million. We use the table to give us the IHT value of the specific gift. The only specific gift in the will was the house and possessions worth £500,000 given to Karen. Section 39A applies and spreads some of the APR in the residue across to the specific gift. The IHT value of the specific gift is the £500,000 multiplied by the spreading fraction in Section 39A. Dealing with the bottom of the fraction first. On the bottom left, we have the gross value of the estate, before any BPR or APR, which is £1.55 million. From this, we deduct any specific gifts of agricultural or business property before APR or BPR. As no agricultural or business property was left by specific gift, this figure is zero. On the top of the fraction, we have the net value of the estate after any APR or BPR, which is £1.31 million. From this, we deduct any specific gifts of agricultural or business property after APR and BPR. Again, as no agricultural or business property was left by specific gift, this figure is zero. The spreading fraction is therefore 1.31 over 1.55. Under Section 39A, the IHT value of the specific gift is reduced to £422,581. What this means is that £77,419 of the APR in the residue has been spread and allocated against the gift of £500,000. thereby reducing its IHT value to £422,581. Once we have the IHT value of the tax-free specific gift, we then use the six-step double grossing procedure as covered in the previous session to calculate the IHT due. In step 1, we gross up the tax-free legacy as if it was the only part of the estate which is chargeable to IHT. The IHT value of the tax-free legacy, after the spreading across of APR under Section 39A, is £422,581. Anthony's lifetime transfers in the 7 years before his death were £108,000, so this reduces the nil band to £217,000. The taxable legacy is £205,581, which we multiply by 40 over 60 to give IHT on the legacy of £137,054. The gross legacy is therefore £422,581 plus £137,054, giving £559,635. In step 2, we calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute notional tax based on this estimated value. The total estate after APR is £1.31 million. From step 1, we have estimated that the gross legacy is £559,635. The residue of the estate is therefore £750,365. The residue is left equally to his wife Kate and his son Brian. Therefore, 50% of the residue is chargeable to IHT, being £375,182. The chargeable estate is therefore £559,635 plus £375,182, which equals £934,817. From this, we deduct the nil band of £217,000 and charge the excess at 40%. This gives us tax of £287,127. As we have had to estimate the value of the gross tax-free legacy, this tax is only notional, it is not the actual IHT payable. In step 3, we use this notional tax to work out an estate rate. The estate rate is the notional tax of £287,127 as a percentage of the chargeable estate of £934,817, giving 30.7148%. In step 4, we use the estate rate to gross up the tax-free legacy. The tax-free legacy, after the Section 39A adjustment, is £422,581. We assume that this legacy is after the deduction of tax at the estate rate of 30.7148%. The revised gross legacy is therefore £422,581 multiplied by 100 divided by 100 minus the estate rate. The new gross legacy is therefore £609,915. This figure of £609,915 is now the gross amount before tax of the specific legacy to Karen. In step 5, we calculate the chargeable value of the estate and compute IHT based on this value. This will give us the actual IHT payable to HMRC. The total net estate after APR is £1.31 million. The gross legacy to Karen is £609,915. The residue of the estate is therefore £700,085. 50% of the residue is chargeable to IHT, being £350,042. The chargeable estate is therefore £609,915 plus £350,042, which equals £959,957. From this, we deduct the remaining nil band of £217,000 and charge the excess at 40%, giving tax of £297,183. This is the actual IHT payable. The final step is to show the burden of tax and how the estate is to be distributed. To do this, we need the actual estate rate. The estate rate is the actual tax of £297,183, expressed as a percentage of the chargeable estate of £959,957. The estate rate is therefore 30.9579%. There are two parts of the estate which are chargeable to IHT, being the tax-free legacy to Karen and half of the residue which is left to the son, Brian. The IHT on the tax-free gift is £609,915 times by 30.9579%, giving £188,817. This tax is met from the residue of the estate and will be suffered equally, £94,408 each, by the residuary legatees, being the wife and the son. The IHT on the chargeable residue is £350,042 times by 30.9579%, giving £108,366. The tax on the chargeable residue will be suffered by Brian. Finally, we will show how the estate is to be distributed. Karen receives a tax-free legacy of a house and possessions worth £500,000. The total estate is £1.55 million, so the residue, before tax is deducted, is £1,050,000. Half of this goes to the wife, which is £525,000. The IHT on the tax-free legacy is borne equally by the wife and the son, so the wife will suffer tax of £94,408. The wife, Kate, will therefore receive £430,592. The other half of the residue goes to the son, Brian, who therefore receives £525,000 less his share of the tax. From this we deduct £94,409, being half of the tax on the tax-free legacy, and the IHT on the chargeable residue, which is £108,366. Brian will therefore receive £322,225. IHT of £297,183 is paid to HMRC. If we add these together, this makes up the total estate of £1.55 million. There is just one practice example to complete this session. As Matthew's estate contained one or more specific gifts, an exempt legacy and some business property in the residue, Section 39A will apply. The starting point is a tabular summary of the estate. The painting gifted to the wife will have no APR or BPR attaching. We are told in the question that the specific gift of the farm to the son carries 50% APR. The net value is therefore £90,000. The cash in the residue has no BPR or APR. The shares in the residue carry 100% BPR. We therefore have a gross estate of £830,000, which, after APR and BPR, gives us a net estate of £465,000. This table will help us calculate the Section 39A spreading fraction. The next step is to identify the IHT value of the specific gift of non-agricultural or business property. Here we are calculating the IHT value of the gift of the painting to the wife. The bottom left of the fraction is the gross value of the estate, being £830,000. From this we deduct any specific gifts of agricultural or business property before APR or BPR. The farm is given to the son by specific gift. Its value before APR is £180,000. On the top left of the fraction, we have a net value of the estate after APR or BPR. The farm is left by specific gift, and its value after 50% APR is £90,000. If we multiply these figures through, the IHT value of the specific gift becomes £115,385. This figure is simply the gift of £200,000 minus some of the BPR, which was previously in the residue of the estate. As this is a specific gift to the spouse, this is exempt from inheritance tax. The final step is to calculate the inheritance tax. The gross estate is £830,000, from which APR and BPR is deducted, to leave a net estate of £465,000. Out of this net estate, £115,385 is exempt from inheritance tax. Again, you will see here that the effect of Section 39A has been to allocate BPR against an already exempt gift, thereby increasing the chargeable estate. Finally, we need to consider the nil band.
Matthew's lifetime transfers totaled £120,000.
Therefore, £205,000 of the nil band is remaining. The taxable estate is then charged at 40%, giving IHT due of £57,846. No grossing up is necessary, as the residue of the estate is fully chargeable. This concludes this session on Section 39A, IHTA 1984.